Brian Hilton Motor Group, the big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Okay, so you, yesterday we had our staff meeting. We've already talked about how the meat tray raffle was rigged by Serena, who work with.
Who happens to have a day off today.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So she won one of the meat trays.
She would have had a fine barbecue last night with all that meat she won.
Oh, it was, they're just the best meat trays, aren't they? Yeah. Anyway, we did a music trivia game with The Office because it was our team's turn to host the staff meeting. So we did music trivia.
It was not as boring as the staff meet we had the previous week.
We thought we bought our A game. Yeah. We loved it. And we had a couple of prizes that were available to winners of the trivia.
Oh, that's right.
And the second prize was a set of dry shampoo.
That's correct.
And what did you ask the question?
I'm there. What is dry shampoo?
So I've bought mine in today and we're going to do an on-air demonstration of what dry shampoo is. So what you might need to take off your headphones.
Yeah, okay.
So you spray it in your hair.
Yeah.
And then you need to, so you spray it in your hair and it looks like it's a powder, like talk powder. Yeah. And then you just zhuzh it up a little bit. Do you want me to do it?
Okay, I'll come over here.
It's very close.
You spray it in.
Can you see that? Okay, sorry.
And then
you zhuzh it.
Oh, God. Is this true? You don't do this. Oh, God. I can't breathe. I should have put a bloody mask on before you. Oh!
I think I put too much.
Seriously, Maz. Oh, that is horrendous. And so I'm zhuzhing it up. And all I'm seeing is white flakes falling from my hair. Have I got dandruff?
You've got the wrong type of hair.
That is toilet freshener. That is not dry shampoo. You want to go and get your bloody eyes checked.
That went exactly how I had hoped.
So what happens now? Is that done?
It looks great.
You're just saying that with a smile on your face. So is that shampooed now?
Yeah, it's shampooed.
Oh, it is.
Takes the grease out of your hair.
This is a load of shite. You've just made this up.
No, I haven't.
Who uses dry shampoo?
So many females.
But it needs water.
It doesn't. It's dry.
But what is, Patty, but how does that wash? It just makes your hair smelly.
It just takes all of the extra oils out of your hair.
I don't have bloody oily hair.
Well, that was my bad.
Patty and Maz, the podcast.
Yeah, we like enjoy doing this. Like we have some ideas which are absolutely ridiculous.
Well, they're just a bit off the cuff.
Yes, that's what.
And
they are.
You know what? Sometimes I think that our ideas are too good.
Yeah, maybe.
And so when we pitch them
in
the meeting,
I've never heard that before.
I think they're too good, and then I think Jace, our boss, it goes straight over his head.
Yeah.
And because he doesn't understand he's like, no.
See,
shuts it down.
He's not in touch with the peeps on the street sometimes. Because he lives in this massive mansion, drives a bloody Mercedes and a Bentley and a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, he's got a velvet chair and he smokes cigars.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What about when we have to bow?
Oh.
When he, you got a curtsy, I got a bow.
Curtsy, yeah.
When he comes in, he's got this big, massive chair that
he
sits
in. It's just a bit over the top.
Anyway. And a crown.
I think sometimes the ideas are too good for his tiny brain.
Boom, straight
and
over
so
his crown.
We put them all on the wheel of wishful thinking.
We do.
We spin it up on a Thursday and we get to do one of the ideas that our boss just can't grasp.
Exactly. So we'll spin that wheel. Some of the ideas are stupid. Quite often they're topics. And it has landed. Oh, we suggested this 3 weeks ago.
This is
good. How many pillows it's landed on? How many pillows do you sleep with?
It's a great question.
Topic. He said it wouldn't work.
It's a great question.
He said it wouldn't work.
Well, first of all, let's open the phone lines. 133353 is the number to call with how many pillows you sleep with. Paddy Gerard.
Three.
You sleep with three pillows?
One under my head.
What?
One under my knees. From the knees, knee to knee. And then one under my ankles. And it all started under my ankles. It all started when I had my knee operation many years ago.
Oh, sure.
I was in a brace and a plaster cast.
Oh, that's annoying
and
to
so,
sleep with.
Yes. So I had to break that barrier, I had to put the pillow in under my knees and
under your ankles
and still retained it to this day.
Okay, no knee brace, but you've kept the position of the legs.
Kirst loves it. Kirst loves sleeping with me in three pillows.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely adores it.
Yeah. I have two pillows. And yeah. So can I just ask a question on the size of, are these like proper head
just,
pillows
yeah,
or you've
yeah.
got special knee pillows?
No, just normal pillows.
You've got normal pillows, yeah.
Yeah, that smell of sweat.
I've got two normal pillows yeah. and I have one. So usually sleep on my side.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah, right there.
Like almost on my shoulder. Yeah. So I've got one hand under the head pillow there.
Right, yeah.
And then the other one is, under my knees or jammed between my legs, depending on if I'm lying on my back or on my side.
Mazzy.
So it's two, only two.
I can't believe
three.
Jason, our boss, said this wouldn't work.
Three feels excessive,
no,
but
it's
I,
not.
I might try
Toby,
it.
Try it. Producer Zach, how many are you with pillows?
I'm a one pillow operator.
Oh, I thought so.
How
one
big
pillow.
Is the pillow? Is it a boyfriend pillow?
Yeah, full size body yeah. pillow.
They call that a blow up doll, that thing.
Oh.
They have boyfriend pillows. It's a thing.
Do they really?
Yeah, they're big,
really?
Long. They're the size
I
of
I had
a...
one of them. I couldn't use it. I seriously, Kirst bought me one. It was seriously taller than me.
Yeah, that's.
Then again, a garden gnome is taller than me, so, you know, don't have to be that tall.
It was giant's pillow.
And honestly.
Yeah, the boyfriend pillow.
Okay, 133353, prove our boss wrong. How many pillows do you sleep with? Nathan from Bateau Bay, how many?
Well, I've got four pillows on the bed, and then I have a boomerang pillow, and then I have two more pillows, and the main one is the one that says, I love you to the moon and back, so I have about seven pillows.
Do you use them all to sleep with, though?
Yeah, I do, and my feet hangs off the end of the bed because there's too many pillows.
Pillow
Nathan,
City.
Honestly, I didn't pick you as a boomerang pillow kind of guy, but there you go, full of surprises.
Okay, he's got seven.
Oh, mate.
Seven.
Yeah, that's it. You've got to use the boomerang pillow because it always comes back, you know.
Oh, I see what you've done there. Paddy and Maz, the podcast. Canberra is asking states and territories and us to put together plans to lure King Charles to their parts of the country.
Ooh-hoo.
You know, James Caffey, and he's from the Country Mayors Association, says that any royal visit to New South Wales wouldn't be complete without a stop to the regions, and we're one of those regions. So what we're doing is putting together a bit of an itinerary.
Royal tour.
We can pass on to Jamie, who'll pass on to Canberra, and then they'll rubber stamp it to send King Charles to the
Central Coast.
Send
it to the palace.
Yeah.
Get the royals
here
to the coast.
Of course. And there's some many areas, fine areas. 133353, we're chasing areas where King Charles can visit.
Or you could text your suggestions
through. Yes, of course you could.
0482 081077 is our text line.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of need to put together an itinerary, right?
Like,
so anything that you think is worthy of a royal visit?
Northern end, what's up there? I know the southern end, miniature trains at Narara. Love
the miniature
that.
Trains, absolutely.
He's got to wear his sand shoes, though. You can't have just thongs on.
Well, I don't think the king would wear thongs.
Oh, no, just in case it was a hot day.
But even still, if it was a hot day, I just do not feel like any member of the royal family has a pair of Havaianas. I don't think
ever
that's
worn
a thing.
Thongs.
I don't think so. They only wear gold shoes in the palace.
Of course they would, Matthew. I hear what you're talking about, though. A Dean Street store, because now they've got chicken salt on the chips there.
Is chicken salt, it's an Aussie thing, isn't it? Is it like exclusively from Australia?
Don't know.
I feel like it is. I feel like it's an Aussie invention.
Drop in, see Michael and Joe at Coles at Wyoming. He'd love it there.
Oh, just to say hi.
Yeah, just to say hi.
Not to get a set of mochi balls from the freezer or anything.
No.
I can highly recommend mochi balls from the freezer in Coles. They're great.
Where would you, that's a quick itinerary. Quick few visits.
What I would love to organise for King Charles is I would just love him to go down West Street, you minor, in like a bit of a motorcade type
that would
scenario.
Be nice. That would
so
be
not
nice.
Not necessarily, go by the beach, go down the Esplanade there, swing around Booker Bay, and then hot tail it out of there. You don't necessarily need to stop anywhere and shake hands, but just to go. Like the Olympic torch, it just goes through places.
Yeah.
Just go through your minor and then see you later, King Charles.
Yeah, and then on your merry way.
Exactly.
Slap him on the bum as he leaves.
No, that's inappropriate.
Squiz.
You cannot do that.
Oh, no,
to
you
the
can't
king.
Do that. You can't do that.
No.
Squizzy Texas, Chris, he said, mate, I'm happy to give King Charles a tour of my backyard.
Pretty spectacular stuff. Has its own back alley access. Don't get that too many times.
Okay.
And he wouldn't have seen anything like it before. So clearly it needs a bit of work.
Okay, sure. What about Pete has said, if you get King Charles to the sunny coast, why don't you take him down the Henry Parry Drive Billy Kart Racing? I'm sure he'd love that.
Oh, that's I had a stack on the Billy Kart going down Henry Parry Drive.
Oh, there you
it's
go.
On YouTube. It's
Is
wrong.
It really?
Got Janine Beautiful. From Lizero. Good morning, Janine.
Hey, Janine.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah,
Good.
Putting that itinerary together for King Charles. He's not coming yet, but maybe we could get them across the line.
Yeah, so I'm thinking they should come to my house.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Four.
I have, you know, it could be like a family reunion. I have life-size cutouts of Meghan and Harry and the Queen. And
are you a royalist?
A massive one. Yeah.
Oh,
so you've got cardboard cutouts.
Life-size, yep.
Like of the Queen?
Yeah, the Queen's in my hallway.
Yep.
Meghan and Harry are downstairs now.
Right.
And Will and Kate and Diana are upstairs.
Oh, so Meghan and Harry have been ostracised.
Banished.
Okay,
yep.
Banished. And where did you get these from? Where did you get these from?
I've been giving them as gifts, and I bought them online. Right. I have a massive royal collection as well.
Yeah, so. What's in your, what paraphernalia have you got? What's in your collection?
I've got Royal Dalton, a statue of Diana and the boys. I've got newspapers from when the Queen was little.
Yeah.
Lots.
You know there are other things to life.
Patty, listen here, poo boy.
That was once. That was one. Hey, the golden, I am the golden Nirvana.
You are the gold star Nirvana of pooing.
Yes.
According to a doctor.
Yeah, thank you.
You're a massive colon boy. Yeah.
Janine, I applaud you and salute you because I love passionate people, and it sounds like you're very passionate about cardboard cutouts. I mean, the royal family.
Well done, Janine.
No, that is cool. It sounds like you've got a museum there. We can send King Charles along.
That's right.
You might get arrested.
In police.
I don't know how Camilla will feel about that.
Yeah, in police terms, that's called stalking. But anyway.
It's not the first time, Patty. It's not the first time.
Janine, thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Patty and Maz, the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are not worthy. We have got comedy royalty with us. In the UK is Felicity Ward, star of the upcoming The Office Australia. She joins us this morning. Morning, Felicity.
Hello, Felicity.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
It is so good. Look.
We're great.
My daughter's over in London at the moment. Can I send her a ring?
Penny wants you to keep an eye on her.
Can you keep an eye on her?
Oh, mate, just send the money. That's all she needs over here. I mean, send the money and then, like, a bulk pack of vitamin D tablets. And then, and just a video of you giving eye contact, because she won't get any of that while she's here.
Is that right?
Wow.
She's a ghost city. You just feel like a ghost. I've been here for 10 years. I'll be honest with you. Never warm to the place.
No, it doesn't seem it. Felicity, should she be wearing shoes? She shouldn't be wearing bare feet, should she?
Look, it's a tough one. I've had it beaten out of me. But I still, what I'm really proud of is when I come back home is I still have the soles of feet of, you know, a miner's hand. That's what they feel like.
Oh, well, we are excited because you are returning home for a national tour, your first in 5 years, and you are coming to the Central Coast to play in the Parkview Room at Central Coast Leagues Club, which is very exciting next week.
Do you have any idea genuinely how excited I am to play the Leaguesy? Like, that's the homecoming. This is like Beyonce did a show called Homecoming at Coachella. This is my Beyonce show.
This is your Coachella, Felicity.
This is my Coachella.
Did you go back in the day, Felicity, to Club Tropo?
So the answer is always, whatever you ask, the answer is yes, because I lived there till I was 20 and there's nothing else to do apart from what is there. So I went to Tropo. I actually think I went to Tropo on my 18th birthday. Now, the thing is, although I'm like coasty till I die, obviously, I was an arty farty kid. And the people at Tropo were not my tribe, so to speak. I went to a performing arts school for the last 2 years of high school. I'm like, Thank God. I'm with the queers and the weirdos. Thank God.
You found your people.
I did. We had dance off at lunch. It was very embarrassing to talk about.
I love that so much. Were you in a flash mob? Tell me you were in a flash mob.
Have I done a flash mob? Do you know what? I don't think that I have.
Okay, well, we need
very
to do
off
that.
Brand, to be fair.
Felicity, you would have known Julia Morris. You and Julia Morris virtually took the same path.
I think that she went to the same high school as my aunties. I think she went to maybe Erina High.
Yeah.
And I think she's a similar age to my aunties. But also, I'm a little bit younger than her. That sounds like I'm shady. Older than me, actually. You can probably tell when you look at us. No, Julia is an absolute icon. I love her. I'm obsessed with her. But because I started stand-up, not only am I a little bit younger, but I started stand-up a little bit later. So we didn't cross paths really till she came back from London. And we haven't worked together. But, you know, coasties just sort of are drawn to each other. And then also all the comics from Newcastle, like Reese Nicholson and Sarah Kendall, and there's a bunch of other Newcastle comics over here. So someone called me years ago a sea bogan, and I think it was supposed to be an insult, but I actually take it like I really...
like a badge of honour.
Yeah.
Like no Astrians and coasties are sea bogans, and we are one of them.
United we stand, Felicity. Exactly. United we stand. Star of the upcoming The Office Australia. Now, I love Ricky Gervais' version of the British. Wasn't a fan of the Yankee one. How's the Australian one going to pan out?
I mean, look, if I could tell you how it was going to pan out,
yeah,
I would be a millionaire by now.
Right, okay.
I'm a millionaire. What it was the greatest job I will ever have. I will say that. Every day was so much fun. It was so funny. It was so joyous. I'm not allowed to say a lot, which makes me sound like I'm far more interesting than I am. I've just signed a non-disclosure form, so I can't.
Oh, right, okay.
But can you say, can you give us like a season that we might see it in on our televisions?
Can you tell me a season that we might see?
Is it going to be a winter release, Felicity?
Yeah, I feel like it's out later this year. That's my vibe. I don't know that. But look, this is as good as mine. It's just, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And every day, because I'm a bit older, it's rare that you get breaks when you're older. And then when you get one, you're very grateful every day.
Oh, look, well, that's given it away. We now know when it's on.
Later, the quote, the headline that we'll be blasting out is that Felicity Ward confirms The Office Australia later this year at some time.
It will be as good as the British Office version with Ricky Gervais. Well, look, Felicity, thank you so very much for taking time out in the old dart with us. We can't wait. Parkview Room, Central Coast Leagues Club, Wednesday, 13th of March, which is next Wednesday.
That's right. Doors are at 7:30. The show starts at 8, and it's guaranteed that Felicity will be hilarious.
Fantastic.
Guaranteed, mate. It's guaranteed. I'll steal your money back because I'm not going to. I've flown so far away, and I lose 50% of everything I earn in Australia. I'll just guarantee that it's going to be funny. How about that?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
A joy. Thanks, guys.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
My faith in humanity was restored.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it good when these events happen?
Oh, I'm just so... It was just this really cool moment that I want to share with you guys. So I was at the park yesterday with Henry on our way to Ninja Kids Erina for his ninja class.
Yeah.
But we left home a bit early. And we thought, because I really do need to wear him out. Like my goal every day of my life is to exhaust my child so that he sleeps.
They are Energizer bunnies with AAA strength batteries.
It's wild.
And no matter what you do, at the end, you're stuffed. It's 8 o'clock at night and they're still going.
Oh, can we have another story, Mum? Oh, so I took him to the park before the ninja class because I'm like, I really need to wear him out. So we went to, do you know where, so the Marine Discovery Centre in Terrigal there, there's a little park next to it. They've got like the Park Life coffee there, and there's a fenced in park, there's parking out the front. It's a good little park. So I was like, look, we'll pop in there, then we'll leave at about 10:02 and then we'll get to Ninja Kids on time and all good. So Henry was having a good old time. We were in the pirate ship. I had to drive the pirate ship for ages, and apparently wasn't doing good enough drawing.
No, you've been a very, very bad pirate ship driver.
My pirating ability was highly criticised by my child yesterday.
Did you talk like a pirate?
Do you know what?
You did, didn't you?
Do you know what I had to do? I had to close one of my eyes the whole time.
Oh, jeez. And you didn't have an eye patch?
You're not closing your eye enough.
Did you have a hook as a hand?
Not, that would have been the next step. And thankfully, Henry got bored with pirates, and then he went over to the Flying Fox. And he was on the Flying Fox for ages, and I was just sitting on the park bench just watching him. And there was this other family with two kids, like a little one in the park and then two other older kids who were sort of just doing a bit of colouring in just over in the shade. And I was just sitting there minding my own business. Henry's going bananas on the Flying Fox. And these two kids come over, like really sheepishly. And they come up to me and I'm just look at them. I'm like, hi. And the little girl goes, hi, I just wanted to give you this. And she gave me this little piece of paper. And I've taken a photo of it, Patty. And I just want you to read out what this piece of paper says.
You're beautiful, handsome, just the way you are.
And I read it and I looked at her and I went, like, thank you so much. And she goes, look, my brother and I just want to spread some kindness. And so we've written out these little notes and we're going to hand them out to random people that we meet. And so that one is for you. And I was like, please tell me your names. And so their names are Caitlin and Lachlan.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say my faith in humanity is completely restored. Also, Caitlin, it's the wrong spelling of your, but I can overlook it.
You overlook it.
I can overlook it. It's fine. Yeah. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah,
I was blown away. Handsome. I was like, what a bunch of little kids.
This was supposed to be for Henry, not you.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Yeah, we want to shout out to Brian Hilton today. G'day, team.
Hello, Brian Hilton, Motor Group, the home of Skoda on the Central Coast.
Yes, if you're in the market for a new car, make sure you start at the new Skoda showroom at Brian Hilton Motor Group, which you'll find at North Gosford.
Definitely do that. And every Skoda comes with Euro styling, top warranty, prepaid service options, guaranteed future value and more.
So make sure you visit the home of Skoda on the Central Coast at Brian Hilton Skoda in North Gosford. And thank you too to Brian Hilton for supporting what we do.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, if you are in the market for a car, especially a brand new Skoda, give the team at Brian Hilton Skoda a call.
Absolutely. Thank you kindly.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Last week, we had Dr. Nick.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
We had Dr. Nick come in from Skinetics to check us over.
For skin cancer. We did a skin cancer check on the show.
And it was very interesting. And we played that out on Friday. And then we spoke to Marty. Remember, Marty called and said, hey, listen, the amount of people who have had a test and then something serious has come from it.
Sure.
So make sure you do. But when we had Dr. Nick.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
So you had to get down to your undies, which is no problems whatsoever.
That's fine. You're getting your skin checked.
Yeah,
so
you got to go to all the places. But when I took my shoes off, I went, oh, my God. I looked down and my socks were just laden with holes.
Oh, no, you didn't wear your good socks.
I didn't wear my good socks,
Did you wear your good undies?
No, I didn't wear my good undies as well.
Do you have any good undies?
I don't have any good undies. So this week I'm going to endeavour to buy some decent undies. And what's the go? Is Calvin Klein the one?
Asking me for?
Wouldn't you buy them for Glenn?
This is a cursed question for sure.
Wouldn't you buy them for Glenn?
I've bought Glenn undies before, he buys his own. I feel like Bonds is probably, that's a brand that I've seen, definitely.
Zach, you're into Bonds, aren't you? You're a Bonds.
Yeah, I'm a Bonds operator.
Yeah, because we showed each other one day, me and Zach.
Oh, that's cute. Don't tell me that that's like part of being on the show, because I don't want to partake in that.
I've got Hugo Boss on today.
Can I ask, though?
Oh, you've got Hugo Boss.
This might land me in HR, but like what sort of undies do you wear? Because I know that the men have the, you can have just, a Y front or
just
a
the
boxer
bonds.
Short.
The bonds. So oh, I'm not
a
into
trunk?
Boxer shorts. No, not a trunk. It's the bonds.
Like an
same
undie. Is it undies?
Yeah, the
is
undies.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Not silk boxers.
Oh, no.
Do you remember when silk boxers had
all
a run
the
in
go.
The 90s?
Yeah, they had to go. I think I might have had a pair. I think Mum bought me a pair with a dinosaur on the front.
T-Rex?
She did. No, it was that dinosaur from bloody Fred Flintstone. What was their pet name from Fred Flintstone?
I don't know.
Whatever, and I'm sure it was. And I did keep them because Mum bought them for
hilarious.
Me. But no, and when I went with Dr. Nick, I went, oh, I had to apologise. I said, I'm so sorry, mate. I forgot you were coming in.
Bless.
And then I had my holes in my socks and the worst looking undies, and it was just so embarrassing. So,
but now
this
the skin check's done now, you don't need new undies for
a year. No, and I still wear my holy socks, which I'll endeavour to do. Dino the dinosaur. Thank
there
you, Zach.
You
thank you, mate. So, and g'day to Dr. Nick. How nice! What a nice bloke he was.
He
from Skin
is
Addicts.
An excellent person and an excellent doctor. Highly recommend.
Get your skin check.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Oh, we didn't get to some of our texts yesterday, Maz.
Oh, yeah, let's fire up the text line. It's 0482 081 077.
Because we were talking about hopefully getting King Charles to the Central Coast. And then we had a call from Mark from Forres, and he relived the time that Di and Charles came to the Central Coast back in 1998.
Yeah, he said that they come through on the waterfront, and then they went and stopped over in Terrigal.
Yeah, I think they were on a four-wheel drive, a Land Rover, going along Terrigal Beach.
Something like that.
And he said, but when they brought in their big boat they were on, they came in at such speed, the wake made all the other boats, because they're all close together.
Yeah.
All just whack against each other.
It was a disaster. That's very much indicative of the royal family, isn't it? They just march on through, and
right.
if you're
don't
in the wake,
us.
Whatever.
And
they
if
don't
the boats
care.
Start whacking together,
whatever.
They don't care. And then we had a few texts about, because we invited people to say, hey, where should we take the royals? You know, because we've got to put this itinerary together for Charles.
This is a very big if, by the way. This is if King Charles and Queen Camilla come here.
Yeah. Michael from Clarny Vale said, go to the Lake Haven Library to see the local fight club. Because remember last year, there was fights aplenty there.
Dear.
So you get a book and a bloody fight. You can't get that often.
Yes. I love Wayne's text.
Yeah.
He said, good morning, Triple M. I think we should get King Charles down to Tumby Meats. I reckon he can get at least $12.99 a kilo for those sausage fingers of his.
Jeez, he's got big sausage fingers, hasn't he?
He has the weirdest hands I've ever seen.
I won't read Nugget's comments, but I'll let you read the next one. Good morning, Central Coast. Forget the beaches, that one.
Oh, good morning, Central Coast. Yeah. Forget the beaches, little trains, or even a succulent meal at Bow Tie. Mm. King Charles would be honoured with a cup of tea and a scone with the one and only alpha announcer and all-round legend, Paddy Perfect. Old mate Charlie would probably abdicate immediately and hand the crown over to Paddy Perfect on the spot. Sorry, Will. Love always, Paddy Perfect's biggest fan.
You should have read that. Just while reading that, do you say scone?
Oh, scone, yeah, but I was born in England, so I'm allowed to.
No, you're not.
It's not a scone.
It is a scone.
It's not a scone.
Zach, producer
to
Zach,
me,
be the adjudicator.
It's my British heritage.
What is it?
I say scone.
Thank you.
It's a scone.
2-1.
If you had a scone with King Charles and you said, oh, hey, Charlie boy, have a scone, he would leave immediately.
No. All right,
he would
be
outraged.
Now, what do you say? Do you say croissant or croissant?
Croissant?
Croissant.
Croissant?
Because Kurt goes, it's a croissant.
It's a croissant.
What do you say?
I say croissant.
Yes, okay. Yeah. All right, I'll forgive you for saying scone.
Oh, good.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Look, can I have a whinge? Where's the soapbox?
Yeah, okay, sure. Right. Step aboard.
Thank you. Yesterday, Massey.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it.
What happened?
Could not believe it. Well, I was watching the news, the afternoon news, and here.
Were you watching First at 5 with Sandra Sully?
I think I might have been watching that stuff at 4.
4?
Yeah, there's news at 4.
Oh, so it's not First at 5 anymore.
Was it 4? Because they've got Tipping Point on, then they've got the news.
It's before 5 at 4. That's
yeah.
That's what they call the news at 4. Is there news at 4? It feels a bit early for news.
I'm absolutely positive there's news. There's news 4, maybe on 7 or 9.
I'll take your word for it.
So I was watching that news service and I couldn't believe it, because the government had been banging on the whole time about what? Saving money because of inflation.
Correct.
Don't save as much money. All right. And so it has been good because our inflation rate has come down.
Yes.
And hopefully that will lead to reduced interest rates.
That is, fingers crossed. That would be the goal. Like every mortgage owner is hoping that that is the goal. Every future mortgage owner.
And then the blood-sucking government, the federal government, has approved, from what I saw on the news yesterday on that 4 or 5 news, has approved private health insurance premiums increase amounting to an average 3% this year, but already one major insurer has said their prices will rise by 4%, and they approved it.
That's annoying.
I can't believe the health minister approved it on their, hang on, you're saying, listen, stop your spending, but you allow one bloodsuckers to the other bloodsuckers to allow them to put their price up 3 to 4%.
That does actually
feel, if you work with Bupa.
It does feel, it feels unfair because those companies are already making tons of money. We see the financial reports every year. We know they're making millions and millions of dollars.
And everyone who's in private health cover, are you in private health cover?
No, I'm not.
See, I should get on your bandwagon.
I'm not, and I'm also, I'm not, you know, if you are, that's great for you. But I was, and it didn't work for me. And I just feel like we are lucky where we live in a place where healthcare is a free service most of the time. And so unless you need to have, it depends on your situation, right?
Of course.
I'm quite healthy. We're okay. And we're fine without it for now. It might be something that we tap into later in life, but we have life insurance instead of health insurance.
The bane of my existence, paying every week. Zach, are you in private health cover?
No. Probably couldn't afford it, no.
Yeah.
So it's one of the things that it gets taken off
and
the
list. And I
think
a lot of people,
you know, groceries are so expensive and you've got to have this and all of the things
but
and petrol and blah.
I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
When they keep saying, banging on about, oh, we've got to save money. We've got to cut our spending to reduce inflation. At the same time, they're allowing them, to take more money. It seems unfair, Maz.
It does.
Can I get off my box now?
You can get off your box, but well said. I actually agree with you.
You don't, do you?
Yeah, I for once. It's a miracle.
Come here and give me a hug.
No, we don't need to hug.
Okay.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
The other day when I was in Sydney, it was about 5 o'clock and I couldn't believe the traffic, Maz. And
the traffic heading out or heading in?
Well, we were heading into the city.
You were going in?
Into the city.
Yeah.
So, and I'm there. It was because there's so much roadworks going on at the moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't there a huge amount?
The Warringa Freeway roadworks. Oh, my. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
I nearly accidentally wound up in Mossman the other day because I was like, oh, no, I nearly took the wrong exit, the ramp. You don't know where the bridge or the tunnel start and end these days.
We've been there twice and both times you're going, oh, geez, is that the right way?
It's so stressful.
But then you get through the tunnel and that was full. Then we get through the other tunnel and you just go, holy hell. Could you imagine doing this
every day,
every single afternoon? And not only that, you do it in the afternoon with the traffic, you do it in the morning.
Yeah.
So you get faced with it in the morning. You do 8 to 9 hours work, then you get faced with it in the afternoon. And I thought, no wonder people say, stuff you, Sydney, I'm coming to the Central Coast to live.
I think a lot of people moved out of Sydney to the Central Coast around the pandemic because that was when work from home became a real legitimate way to manage your job and your family. And you can, so if you could work from home, people were like, why am I doing this whole rush hour business when I can just chill out on the Central Coast, go in once or twice to the city if I need to, maybe catch the train and not have to worry about the traffic for the rest of the time that I can work at home.
Traffic would be a problem, but also the price of homes. You look at trying the affordability
eye-watering.
In Sydney. Oh, it just blows you away.
Yeah.
Even here on the Central Coast now, it's gone crazy.
It's
absolutely mad.
It costs you $1 million
to get a joint. And it really does.
For a home. That really is, and for first home buyers, that's overwhelming when you've got to save up your deposit. And then you've got a mortgage that's so scary big that if interest rates tick over even a little bit, you're going to feel that. Like it is, it's full on.
Talking to a couple on the weekend, they pay $150 a day in childcare fees. And you go, multiply that by 5, that's $750 a week in child, this is in Sydney, child care fees in Sydney, and just going, holy, it would be the same here.
Where I St. Henry, it's not quite that much, but it's not, it's not heaps cheaper than that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the other, yeah, it's, and when you've got two parents working, you've got shift workers and how else do you have your children cared for? Like, you just have to...
Both people, to be able to achieve or get ahead or even just to live, both people have to work, both parents. Things have so changed compared to what it was years ago.
It does very much feel like that. But these days.
Would love to know, why did you actually move to the Central Coast? Could be from somewhere else. You may have moved from the northern end. You could have moved from the Gold Coast here. You could have moved from Sydney. You could have moved from out west. But why was it that you chose the Central Coast? Give us a call, 133353. As I said, after that Wednesday excursion down to Sydney, I'm there. If I was living in Sydney, putting up with this traffic, I'd go somewhere else.
Mm.
I couldn't handle that every day.
I think, though, sometimes... And look, I have a bunch. I mean, I grew up in Sydney, right? And so I have a lot of friends still there. And there is this real attachment to living in Sydney and being a part of a big, bustling city.
Vibey.
And that's something that people, I think, struggle to let go of. And so they end up, you know, getting themselves into this really full-on living situation because they don't know that there's an option where you can move up to the coast, eradicate some of that debt and have a really crazy lifestyle up here, which is, that's why we moved.
And still only be an hour and a bit. Away from the city.
If I need to get to the city, I'm at Woi Woi train station for that 7:13 train.
Yeah, why did you move to the coast? 133353.
Christine in Kangi Engi, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good.
Why did you move from Sydney, Chris?
Well, we moved, my husband and I moved about just before, in January, before the pandemic hit. We've always gone to Terrigal. My parents have always taken me to Terrigal. They owned a place in our street at Terrigal for a long time. And we went there for holidays as a small child, and I always wanted to move here, so I moved here. And then when I moved here, my daughter moved from Wales in England here, and my son moved from Queensland down here. And lives at YA in Watanabe now.
So they all live on the Central Coast.
That's awesome.
You build it, they will follow. You know?
That's what they say.
But weren't you trying to get away from them? That's what we're
trying. Well, I thought they were trying to get away from me, but obviously.
And then come back. Damn.
They came back and they're all girlfriends.
Oh, that is good.
That's awesome.
And was there a particular, was it only because that you came here for holidays? That's the reason why you decided to move here?
I've always loved it. It's always been like a bit of paradise, you know, back when I was a kid. I'm 66 now, so I've been coming here since I was a small child.
Yeah.
You know, there was an Edgewater motel at Terrigal that we used to go to all the time. It's not even there now.
Yeah.
Before the big high-rises all happened and everything, you know, and it's always been a bit of paradise for me. I've always loved it up here. So eventually when we sold our businesses, my dad passed away and I didn't have to stay looking after him. Not that that was a chore. You know, I love looking after him, but he'd passed away, so I thought I'd move. And we moved up here and we were very happy. And then my daughter said, well, we're moving over from England, from Wales. And I went, great, okay. But then the pandemic hit and she had to live with us for about 2.5 years.
Oh, no.
Oh,
gosh.
That wasn't on the brochure, was it?
She was pregnant at the time, so she had two children and pregnant with her third. And then my son moved from Queensland with his three children, and they fell pregnant during the pandemic.
Bunch of breeders. Jeez, I don't
know. Hey, mate, my dad's one of 15. So,
holy jeez. I tell you what.
Wow, it's in the genes.
God, look, we're sending
you. We're sorting out the Central Coast.
We're sending you to Darryl Braithwaite. And giving the rest of the kids some condoms. Jeez.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you,
Christine. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Paddy and Mass,
the podcast.
Well, look, to other plane issues. Now, Bronwyn Bishop, she's blasted, right, the bloke who, remember that campaign to oust her over that $5,000 helicopter ride?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Tony Burke, the Employment Relations Minister, still on planes, he blew $57,000 on a four-day US trip.
Yeah, he got blasted by Nat Barr on Sunrise for this.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, well, she had a crack.
4 days.
Fair enough.
And because here's the government saying, oh, you know, Kirby spending, it just blew $57,000 on a four-day US trip.
Days.
If you had $50,000, where would you go? That's what we're looking at this morning. 133353. $50,000, 4 days. Where would you head to?
So I have to spend the 50 grand.
57,000, 4 days, like Tony
in
Burke
four
did.
Days.
Yep.
I'm going somewhere like
Take
I'm
your
going
time.
Somewhere in Canada to go skiing because snowboarding
really
is my favorite thing ever.
I'm
probably staying at the hotel at Lake Louise,
yep.
which is super expensive and I'm snowboarding all day and maybe hiring a chopper just for fun.
Just like Bronwyn did. I am going to the Maldives and blowing $57,000 in 4 days at the top.
At the top notch, one of the on-the-water bungalows.
I'm sure that's what it would cost me for 4 days as well.
Probably.
Zaki, where would you go, mate? $57,000, 4 days, like Tony Burke. What would you do?
That's a tough one, actually.
Oh, I'd go and see the Canberra Raiders play.
Yeah.
Yes, every single home game of the Canberra Raiders.
You're only over 4 days, pal. Only over 4 days. If you had $50,000 to spend in 4 days like Tony Burke, our employment relations minister, what would you do? Where would you go? Very simple.
Hey, Michelle and Lizaro. Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you today?
Not too bad. You've got $57,000 like Tony Burke, employment relations minister. For 4 days, you've got to spend that money. Where would you go?
I would go to Turkey to go to Gallipoli, but while the Anzac Day service is on.
Oh, that would be well spent.
Probably end up being a bit 5-star with accommodation.
Oh, yeah. You juice it up the whole way.
That's where I would go.
That would be really amazing, actually. That is a very, very good call, Michelle.
And that's something that I get very cranky with myself about, because at the 75th anniversary, which was 1990, I was backpacking, but I didn't go to Gallipoli during the Anzac Day. Now, that was the first year that the First World War diggers went.
Oh, wow.
And I actually knew a First World War digger, Charles Cambridge.
Yeah.
And I was just cranky with myself that my backpacking dollar didn't extend.
Didn't go that far.
Wow.
Yeah.
To Gallipoli.
Yeah, totally.
Wow. That is really nice, Michelle. Yeah. That is really good.
What a beautiful sentiment. Yeah. We both had really selfish ones, but yours is really lovely.
Yeah. Yours has meaning.
Yeah.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Maz looked at me with a perplexed look just before, because
that's
what I do.
Pretty common, to be fair.
But this case, why it was because I use corners of anything to scratch my back. And I said, does your husband Glenn do this? And Maz
said, no, he's a human.
And I said to producer Zach, do you use corners of a room to scratch your back? Because I can't reach. And he said, no.
I do think you're the only person I've ever met who uses, and it's on the regs because you obviously have a really itchy back.
Yeah.
But you
now
do.
Now I've got an itchy head, Maz.
And now that we're talking about itching, I'm getting itchy. But so Paddy will come around the desk. So Paddy's in front of all the buttons and I'm sort of off to the side. And he'll come around the desk. And as he approaches me, I know it's one of two things. He's either going to, because right near me, there's a good corner that you can scratch your back on. He's either going for a hard scratch on the big corner or he's heading over to the air conditioning unit to turn the aircon up.
Because it's so damn hot and humid in here today.
Because he's either hot
or
itchy.
And so I use the corner of the jam on this one of the windows because it sticks out. And it's a perfect scratching tool. Like cats have them, you know. Little pussy cats have them.
Cats have them.
Yeah.
Then you did say before, horses scratch their backs on things. And I'm like, well, probably not the corner of a room. But yes, and they also don't have hands.
That's correct. They have hooves.
Yeah.
So
and they're not quite long enough to get up to their backs.
All right. I'll try and refrain from scratching my back.
What? I'm actually okay with it. It's just, it's another one of your quirks. And if you've got an itchy back, if you've got a scratch.
Scratch away.
It's
thank
fine.
You, Mazzaruni.
But also thank you for bringing that up so that people do get a clear picture of what I have to deal with doing this job.
And you're seeing the psychologist 9:30?
9:20.
9:20 it is today.
Bought my appointment forward today.
And that's a wrap. If you missed Paddy and Maz this morning, get the show podcast on the Listener app.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Maz. Driven by Brian Hilton Motor Group. The big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.